17. The Montessori Way, Cultivating Joyful Learning in Children and Adults. By Tim Selden. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Montessori Way, Cultivating Joyful Learning in Children and Adults by Tim Selden is a comprehensive guide to the Montessori method of education. The book provides an overview of the history and philosophy of the Montessori method, as well as practical advice on how to implement it in the classroom. Selden explains the core principles of the Montessori method, such as respect for the child, freedom within limits, and the importance of the environment. He also discusses the role of the teacher in the Montessori classroom and how to create an environment that is conducive to learning. Selden also provides guidance on how to use the Montessori method with adults and how to apply it in the home. The book is filled with examples and case studies to illustrate the principles of the Montessori method and provides a comprehensive overview of the philosophy and practice of Montessori education. The Montessori Way is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the Montessori method and how to apply it in their own classroom or home. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Respect for the child. Respect for the child is a cornerstone of the Montessori philosophy, which emphasizes the importance of allowing children to explore and learn in their own way. Respect for the child is a fundamental principle of the Montessori philosophy. This respect is based on the belief that children are capable of learning and growing in their own unique way, and that they should be given the freedom to do so. Montessori teachers strive to create an environment that is conducive to learning, and that allows children to explore and discover on their own terms. This means providing them with the materials and resources they need to learn, and allowing them to take the lead in their own learning process. It also means respecting their individual needs and interests, and providing them with the support and guidance they need to reach their full potential. By respecting the child, Montessori teachers are able to foster a sense of joy and enthusiasm for learning that will last a lifetime. Main idea number 2. Prepared environment. The Montessori environment is carefully prepared to provide children with the opportunity to explore and learn in a safe and stimulating environment. The Montessori environment is designed to provide children with the opportunity to explore and learn in a safe and stimulating environment. The environment is carefully prepared to meet the needs of the individual child, taking into account their age, interests, and developmental level. The environment is designed to be aesthetically pleasing, with natural materials and colors, and to provide a variety of activities that are both educational and fun. The environment is also designed to be orderly and organized, with materials that are easily accessible and clearly labeled. This allows children to find what they need quickly and easily, and to be able to focus on the task at hand. The environment also provides a variety of activities that are both educational and fun, allowing children to explore and learn in a way that is meaningful to them. The Montessori environment is also designed to foster independence and self-discipline. Children are encouraged to take responsibility for their own learning and to make choices about what activities they would like to do. This helps to foster a sense of autonomy and self-confidence in children, as they are able to make decisions and take responsibility for their own learning. The environment also encourages children to work at their own pace, allowing them to explore and learn in a way that is meaningful to them. The Montessori environment is carefully prepared to provide children with the opportunity to explore and learn in a safe and stimulating environment. By providing an environment that is aesthetically pleasing, organized, and filled with activities that are both educational and fun, children are able to explore and learn in a way that is meaningful to them. This helps to foster independence, self-discipline, and a sense of autonomy in children, allowing them to take responsibility for their own learning and make decisions about what activities they would like to do. Main idea number 3. Freedom within limits. The Montessori approach emphasizes the importance of providing children with freedom within limits, allowing them to explore and learn in a safe and structured environment. The Montessori approach to education is based on the idea of providing children with freedom within limits. This means that children are given the opportunity to explore and learn in a safe and structured environment. The limits are set by the teacher, who provides guidance and support to the children as they explore and learn. The teacher also sets up activities and materials that are designed to help the children develop their skills and knowledge. The teacher also provides a nurturing environment that encourages the children to take risks and make mistakes, while also providing them with the support they need to succeed. By providing children with freedom within limits, the Montessori approach allows them to develop their own sense of independence and self-confidence. The Montessori approach also emphasizes the importance of allowing children to learn at their own pace. This means that the teacher does not push the children to learn faster than they are ready. Instead, the teacher provides the children with the materials and activities that are appropriate for their level of development. This allows the children to learn at their own pace and to develop their skills and knowledge in a way that is comfortable for them. By allowing children to learn at their own pace, the Montessori approach helps to foster a sense of self-confidence and independence in the children. The Montessori approach also emphasizes the importance of providing children with a sense of order and structure. This means that the teacher sets up activities and materials that are designed to help the children develop their skills and knowledge in an organized and structured way. This helps the children to develop a sense of order and structure in their learning, which can help them to become more successful in their studies. By providing children with a sense of order and structure, the Montessori approach helps to foster a sense of independence and self-confidence in the children. The Montessori approach to education is based on the idea of providing children with freedom within limits. This means that children are given the opportunity to explore and learn in a safe and structured environment. The limits are set by the teacher, who provides guidance and support to the children as they explore and learn. By providing children with freedom within limits, the Montessori approach allows them to develop their own sense of independence and self-confidence, while also providing them with the support they need to succeed. Main idea number 4. Sensitive periods. Montessori recognizes the importance of sensitive periods in a child's development and provides activities and materials to help children learn and develop during these periods. Sensitive periods are times in a child's development when they are particularly open to learning and development. During these periods, children are more likely to absorb information and skills quickly and easily. Montessori recognized the importance of these sensitive periods and developed activities and materials to help children learn and develop during these times. The Montessori materials are designed to be engaging and stimulating, and to help children explore and discover the world around them. The materials are also designed to be self-correcting, so that children can learn from their mistakes and develop their skills independently. By providing activities and materials that are tailored to the child's individual needs and interests, Montessori helps children to make the most of their sensitive periods and to develop their skills and knowledge in a meaningful way. Main idea number 5. Self-discipline. Montessori emphasizes the importance of self-discipline and encourages children to develop self-discipline through activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Self-discipline is an important part of the Montessori philosophy. It is the idea that children should be encouraged to develop their own self-discipline through activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Montessori materials are designed to be self-correcting, allowing children to learn from their mistakes and develop their own sense of responsibility. Montessori also encourages children to take responsibility for their own learning and to develop their own sense of self-discipline. This is done through activities such as setting goals, making choices, and taking responsibility for their own actions. Montessori also encourages children to develop their own sense of self-discipline by providing them with the opportunity to practice self-control and self-regulation. Through these activities, children learn to take responsibility for their own actions and to develop their own sense of self-discipline. Montessori also emphasizes the importance of developing a sense of self-discipline in children. This is done through activities such as setting goals, making choices, and taking responsibility for their own actions. Montessori also encourages children to develop their own sense of self-discipline by providing them with the opportunity to practice self-control and self-regulation. Through these activities, children learn to take responsibility for their own actions and to develop their own sense of self-discipline. Montessori also encourages children to develop their own sense of self-discipline by providing them with the opportunity to practice self-control and self-regulation. Through these activities, children learn to take responsibility for their own actions and to develop their own sense of self-discipline. Main idea number 6. Self-confidence. Montessori encourages children to develop self-confidence by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Self-confidence is an essential part of a child's development, and Montessori provides an ideal environment for fostering it. Through the use of carefully designed activities and materials, children are encouraged to explore and discover their own capabilities. This helps them to develop a sense of self-efficacy, which is the belief that they can succeed in whatever they set out to do. Montessori also emphasizes the importance of independence and autonomy, which further boosts a child's self-confidence. By allowing children to take ownership of their learning and make their own decisions, they are empowered to take risks and develop their own unique skills and talents. Through this process, children learn to trust in their own abilities and become more confident in their own decisions and actions. Montessori also encourages children to take responsibility for their own learning. By providing them with the opportunity to make choices and take ownership of their learning, children learn to trust their own judgment and become more confident in their own abilities. This helps them to develop a sense of self-efficacy, which is the belief that they can succeed in whatever they set out to do. Through this process, children learn to take pride in their accomplishments and become more confident in their own abilities. The Montessori approach to education is based on the belief that children should be given the opportunity to explore and discover their own capabilities. By providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow, Montessori encourages children to develop self-confidence. Through this process, children learn to trust in their own abilities and become more confident in their own decisions and actions. Main idea number 7. Self-motivation. Montessori encourages children to develop self-motivation by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Self-motivation is an important part of the Montessori approach to education. Montessori encourages children to take ownership of their learning and to develop a sense of self-motivation. This is done by providing children with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Montessori materials are designed to be self-correcting, allowing children to learn from their mistakes and to develop a sense of autonomy. Additionally, Montessori classrooms are designed to be stimulating and engaging, encouraging children to explore and discover on their own. By providing children with the opportunity to take ownership of their learning, Montessori helps to foster a sense of self-motivation and independence. Montessori also encourages children to develop self-discipline. This is done by providing children with a structured environment that allows them to practice self-control and to develop a sense of responsibility. Montessori classrooms are designed to be orderly and organized, allowing children to focus on their work and to practice self-discipline. Additionally, Montessori teachers provide guidance and support to help children learn how to manage their own behavior and to develop a sense of self-discipline. By encouraging children to take ownership of their learning and to develop self-discipline, Montessori helps to foster a sense of self-motivation and independence. This helps children to become more confident and self-directed learners, allowing them to take charge of their own learning and to reach their full potential. Main idea number 8. Social interaction. Montessori encourages children to develop social skills by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Social interaction is an important part of the Montessori approach to education. Montessori classrooms are designed to foster collaboration and cooperation among children, and the materials and activities provided are intended to help children learn to interact with each other in meaningful ways. Through the use of activities such as sorting, matching, and counting, children learn to work together and develop their social skills. Montessori also encourages children to take responsibility for their own learning, which helps them to become independent and self-directed learners. By providing a safe and supportive environment, Montessori classrooms help children to develop the skills they need to interact with others in a positive and productive manner. In addition to providing activities and materials that help children to develop their social skills, Montessori also encourages children to take part in group activities. Through these activities, children learn to work together, share ideas, and develop their communication skills. By participating in group activities, children learn to respect each other's opinions and work together to solve problems. This helps them to develop the skills they need to interact with others in a positive and productive manner. The Montessori approach to education emphasizes the importance of social interaction and encourages children to develop their social skills. Through the use of activities and materials that are designed to help children learn and grow, Montessori classrooms provide a safe and supportive environment where children can learn to interact with each other in meaningful ways. By providing a safe and supportive environment, Montessori classrooms help children to develop the skills they need to interact with others in a positive and productive manner. Main idea number 9. Independence. Montessori encourages children to develop independence by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. In the Montessori approach, independence is highly valued and encouraged. Children are given the opportunity to explore and learn through activities and materials that are designed to help them develop their own skills and knowledge. Through this approach, children are able to take ownership of their learning and develop a sense of self-confidence and autonomy. Montessori teachers provide guidance and support, but ultimately the child is in charge of their own learning. This encourages children to think for themselves, make decisions, and take responsibility for their own actions. By allowing children to take ownership of their learning, they are able to develop a sense of independence and self-confidence that will serve them well throughout their lives. Main idea number 10. Concentration. Montessori encourages children to develop concentration by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. In the Montessori approach, concentration is seen as an essential part of learning and development. Montessori teachers strive to create an environment that encourages children to focus on their activities and materials, and to develop the ability to concentrate for longer periods of time. To do this, teachers provide activities and materials that are designed to be engaging and interesting, and that are tailored to the individual needs of each child. Through these activities, children learn to focus their attention and to stay on task for longer periods of time. This helps them to develop the skills they need to be successful in school and in life. In addition to providing activities and materials that are engaging and tailored to the individual needs of each child, Montessori teachers also use strategies such as providing clear instructions, setting realistic expectations, and providing positive reinforcement to help children develop concentration. By providing a supportive and encouraging environment, Montessori teachers help children to develop the skills they need to stay focused and to complete tasks. This helps children to become more independent and to develop the skills they need to be successful in school and in life. Main idea number 11. Order. Montessori encourages children to develop order by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. The Montessori approach to education emphasizes the importance of order in a child's development. Through the use of carefully designed activities and materials, children are encouraged to develop order in their lives. This order helps them to learn and grow in a safe and secure environment. The activities and materials are designed to help children develop a sense of order and structure in their lives. This order helps them to understand the world around them and to develop the skills they need to succeed. The Montessori approach also encourages children to take responsibility for their own learning. Through the use of activities and materials that are designed to help them learn, children are encouraged to take ownership of their own learning. This helps them to develop a sense of independence and self-confidence. By taking responsibility for their own learning, children are able to develop the skills they need to succeed in life. The Montessori approach to education is based on the idea that order is essential for a child's development. Through the use of activities and materials that are designed to help children learn and grow, children are encouraged to develop order in their lives. This order helps them to understand the world around them and to develop the skills they need to succeed. By taking responsibility for their own learning, children are able to develop a sense of independence and self-confidence. Main idea number 12. Joyful learning. Montessori emphasizes the importance of joyful learning and encourages children to explore and learn in a safe and stimulating environment. Joyful learning is at the heart of the Montessori approach to education. Montessori encourages children to explore and learn in a safe and stimulating environment and emphasizes the importance of joy in the learning process. Through the use of hands-on materials, children are encouraged to engage in meaningful activities that foster their natural curiosity and creativity. Montessori teachers strive to create an environment that is both nurturing and challenging, and that allows children to develop their own interests and passions. By providing a variety of activities and materials, children are able to explore and discover the world around them in a way that is both meaningful and enjoyable. Through this approach, children are able to develop a deep understanding of the world and a strong sense of self-confidence and self-esteem. In addition to providing a stimulating learning environment, Montessori teachers also strive to foster a sense of joy and enthusiasm in their students. Through the use of positive reinforcement and encouragement, teachers help children to develop a love of learning and a sense of accomplishment. By celebrating successes and recognizing individual achievements, children are able to develop a strong sense of pride in their accomplishments. Through this approach, children are able to develop a lifelong love of learning and a strong sense of self-confidence. Main idea number 13. Self-expression. Montessori encourages children to develop self-expression by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Self-expression is an important part of the Montessori approach to education. Montessori encourages children to explore their own interests and express themselves in a variety of ways. Through the use of specially designed materials and activities, children are able to explore their own interests and develop their own unique skills and talents. This helps them to develop a sense of self-confidence and self-expression. Montessori also encourages children to express themselves through art, music, and other creative activities. By providing children with the opportunity to explore their own interests and express themselves, Montessori helps them to develop a strong sense of self-expression and self-confidence. Montessori also encourages children to express themselves through language. Through the use of language, children are able to communicate their thoughts and feelings to others. This helps them to develop their communication skills and to better understand the world around them. By providing children with the opportunity to express themselves through language, Montessori helps them to develop a strong sense of self-expression and self-confidence. Montessori also encourages children to express themselves through movement. Through the use of specially designed activities and materials, children are able to explore their own interests and develop their own unique skills and talents. This helps them to develop a strong sense of self-expression and self-confidence. By providing children with the opportunity to explore their own interests and express themselves through movement, Montessori helps them to develop a strong sense of self-expression and self-confidence. Main idea number 14. Imagination. Montessori encourages children to develop imagination by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Imagination is an essential part of the Montessori approach to learning. Montessori encourages children to explore their imaginations by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Through these activities, children are able to explore their own ideas and create something new. Montessori also encourages children to use their imaginations to solve problems and think critically. By providing children with the opportunity to explore their imaginations, Montessori helps them to develop their creative thinking skills and become more independent learners. Montessori also encourages children to use their imaginations to explore the world around them. Through activities such as art, music, and storytelling, children are able to explore their own ideas and create something new. By providing children with the opportunity to explore their imaginations, Montessori helps them to develop their creative thinking skills and become more independent learners. Additionally, Montessori encourages children to use their imaginations to explore the world around them, helping them to develop a better understanding of the world and their place in it. Main idea number 15. Problem solving. Montessori encourages children to develop problem-solving skills by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Montessori encourages children to develop problem-solving skills through a variety of activities and materials. These activities and materials are designed to help children learn and grow in a way that is both enjoyable and educational. Through the use of Montessori materials, children are able to explore and discover the world around them in a safe and stimulating environment. They are encouraged to think critically and to develop their own solutions to problems. Montessori materials also provide children with the opportunity to practice their problem-solving skills in a variety of ways, such as sorting, matching, and sequencing. By providing children with the opportunity to practice problem-solving in a variety of ways, Montessori helps them to develop the skills they need to become successful problem-solvers in the future. In addition to providing children with the opportunity to practice problem-solving, Montessori also encourages them to think creatively. Through the use of Montessori materials, children are able to explore their own ideas and come up with creative solutions to problems. This helps them to develop the skills they need to become innovative thinkers and problem solvers. Montessori also encourages children to think independently and to take ownership of their learning. By providing children with the opportunity to explore and discover the world around them, Montessori helps them to develop the skills they need to become independent and successful problem solvers. Main idea number 16. Respect for nature. Montessori encourages children to develop respect for nature by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Montessori encourages children to develop respect for nature by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Through these activities, children learn to appreciate the beauty and complexity of the natural world, and to understand their place within it. Montessori materials are designed to help children explore the natural world in a safe and meaningful way. For example, children may use Montessori materials to observe and study plants, animals, and other natural phenomena. They may also use Montessori materials to explore the environment around them, such as the weather, the stars, and the changing of the seasons. Through these activities, children learn to appreciate the interconnectedness of all living things, and to understand their responsibility to care for the environment. In addition to providing materials that help children explore the natural world, Montessori also encourages children to develop respect for nature through activities that involve caring for the environment. For example, children may be asked to help care for plants in the classroom, or to help clean up the playground. Through these activities, children learn to appreciate the importance of taking care of the environment, and to understand their role in protecting it. By providing children with activities and materials that help them explore and care for the natural world, Montessori helps children develop respect for nature. Through these activities, children learn to appreciate the beauty and complexity of the natural world, and to understand their responsibility to care for it. In this way, Montessori helps children develop a lifelong appreciation for the environment and a commitment to protecting it. Main idea number 17. Respect for others. Montessori encourages children to develop respect for others by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Respect for others is a core value in the Montessori philosophy. Montessori teachers strive to create an environment in which children learn to respect each other and the world around them. Through activities and materials that are designed to foster independence and self-regulation, children learn to respect the rights and feelings of others. Montessori teachers also emphasize the importance of cooperation and collaboration, helping children to understand that their actions can have an impact on others. Through these activities, children learn to appreciate the diversity of others and to value the contributions of each individual. In addition to providing activities and materials that foster respect for others, Montessori teachers also model respectful behavior. They demonstrate respect for the children in their care by listening to their ideas and opinions, and by treating them with kindness and understanding. Montessori teachers also strive to create an atmosphere of mutual respect, where children learn to respect each other's differences and to work together to solve problems. By providing a safe and nurturing environment, Montessori teachers help children to develop a strong sense of respect for others. Main idea number 18. Respect for self. Montessori encourages children to develop respect for themselves by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Respect for self is an important part of the Montessori philosophy. Montessori encourages children to develop respect for themselves by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Through these activities, children learn to trust their own abilities and develop a sense of self-confidence. Montessori also encourages children to take responsibility for their own learning and to make decisions for themselves. This helps children to develop a sense of autonomy and independence, which in turn leads to a greater respect for themselves. By providing children with the opportunity to explore and discover their own interests and abilities, Montessori helps children to develop a strong sense of self-respect and self-worth. In addition to providing activities and materials that help children to learn and grow, Montessori also encourages children to develop respect for others. Through activities such as group work and cooperative learning, children learn to appreciate the perspectives and contributions of others. This helps children to develop empathy and understanding for others, which in turn leads to a greater respect for others. By fostering an environment of respect and understanding, Montessori helps children to develop a strong sense of respect for themselves and for others. Main idea number 19. Self-awareness. Montessori encourages children to develop self-awareness by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Self-awareness is an important part of Montessori education. Montessori encourages children to develop self-awareness by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Through these activities, children are able to explore their own interests and abilities, and develop a better understanding of themselves. Montessori also encourages children to take responsibility for their own learning, and to be aware of their own progress. This helps children to become more independent and self-directed learners. Additionally, Montessori encourages children to develop a sense of respect for themselves and others, and to be mindful of their own feelings and emotions. By developing self-awareness, children are better able to make decisions and take responsibility for their own actions. Montessori also encourages children to develop self-awareness through the use of self-assessment. Through self-assessment, children are able to reflect on their own progress and identify areas for improvement. This helps children to become more aware of their own strengths and weaknesses, and to develop a better understanding of their own capabilities. Additionally, self-assessment helps children to become more confident in their own abilities, and to take ownership of their own learning. By developing self-awareness, children are better able to make decisions and take responsibility for their own actions. Main idea number 20. Self-reflection. Montessori encourages children to develop self-reflection by providing them with activities and materials that are designed to help them learn and grow. Self-reflection is an important part of the Montessori approach to learning. Through self-reflection, children are encouraged to think about their own actions and how they can improve. Montessori materials and activities are designed to help children develop self-reflection skills. For example, Montessori materials are designed to be self-correcting, allowing children to recognize their mistakes and learn from them. Additionally, Montessori activities are designed to be open-ended, allowing children to explore and discover their own solutions. Through these activities, children learn to think critically and reflect on their own actions. By providing children with the opportunity to reflect on their own actions, Montessori helps children develop self-awareness and self-confidence. Self-reflection is also important for adults. Montessori encourages adults to reflect on their own actions and how they can improve. Through self-reflection, adults can gain insight into their own behavior and how it affects others. Additionally, self-reflection can help adults identify areas of improvement and develop strategies to become better versions of themselves. By encouraging adults to reflect on their own actions, Montessori helps adults become more aware of their own behavior and how it affects others.